Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We want to see the honeymoon phase, the newlywed phase.
Yes.
How's it been?
So,
Jack
you
has
know
a look where he's just got to check in with Aaron really quick. Yeah.
Jack has to analyze Aaron's eyes and decide how honest he could be.
Welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You, the podcast about shit that they should have told you, but then they didn't tell you.
But then
we're going to tell you that.
And hello, my name is Steve Green, and this is
my... And I'm Nikki Limo.
Thank you.
We are hosts of it. And also, we have our guests today, Jax Films and Aaron Films.
That's
hello.
Right.
That's the Mr. Right. and the Mrs. Films.
Yes. Happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You said it. Yes. Okay. You said it first.
If you're watching on video,
took me a second.
If you're watching on video, you see a lot of alcohol in the room.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just noticed.
We're having fun.
Oh my God.
Yes. Is this alcohol?
A little bit. A little bit.
Right here, this here is alcohol.
Not Spawn either. We're just being nice.
Yes. We're just being
nice.
Got
the labels out.
Yep. These are my favorite guests because they bring the noise
always.
And the juice.
and we actually complimented your parties on the show quite a bit.
Oh, we've talked about your parties with other episodes. Yeah,
we
talk about your Valentine's Day party where we did the PowerPoint presentations where these cups
Thank
are
you.
From. Yes. If you're watching the video
yes.
portion
yes,
of
the
this,
relics. Yeah.
They have hearts
they
all
relics.
Over them.
Since
They're
February.
Adorable. I don't even know where you get all your decorations from, but it's like, it's so fun.
Wherever
every time
can.
I go, anytime I throw a party, I'm like, just be sure the drinks are good. And yeah. then I go to their house, I'm like, oh, the drinks are good and they have like amazing decorations yeah. and fucking PowerPoint
no dust
presentations.
Anywhere. I'm like, are they even people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not, no, that's party preparation. That's not,
I see.
That's not
oh,
real.
Yeah, that's not like
that's
our
not
house.
You
oh,
like
24/7.
No.
Right.
No.
It's like yeah. your house is like the Instagram of houses where it's not real life, but like it looks pretty damn good to everyone that,
that
goes.
That's the nicest thing
it's
we've
true.
Heard. In
and, but
ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's true
you.
For you, but like not.
I get it.
Well, yeah, like my Instagram's a shithole.
Why not be real
to me?
You guys remember all the like doors that are closed? Those are like
yeah.
every door is a Monica room. Like it's not like a Monica's closet. It's like a Monica's. You guys know like
friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody says Monica yeah. enough like that yeah. without
Steve,
a last name.
Steve won't get the reference. Yes. He just knows the character, so he'll
I'm
nod.
Like, either,
he'll be like,
it's
I know
either friends or Lewinsky. So I'm going.
Honestly, I thought Lewinsky at first.
But people say Lewinsky. usually with Monica, like, so I mean, assume.
It's also Monica's room in that
sense.
Are you
talking about Santa?
So
they, it's like it's a room full Santa of Santa Monica.
What, I don't, I was really, like,
could have been.
Well, I
if you open the door, like, cum just falls on you, like, fucking, you know.
The Shining, The Shining.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Jack's like, we're having a party tonight, Aaron, and Aaron's like, we gotta clean up all this cum and put it, and just put it in the den.
But it's a good fucking party, so you know. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, guys, yeah. We are talking about the first yeah. year of marriage. This is wonderful. So last year we had Mr. Films Alone on yes. the show, and yeah. he was talking about wedding preparation. And so we know all about that and how he prepped everything
he
for the wedding.
How
Aaron
did
he Aaron didn't do anything.
Yeah. He put the name on his fucking yes. back. Uh-huh. We know the story.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Aaron was just sitting
you.
Around
Thank
like.
So true. So fucking true.
Jack had to organize the whole wedding.
The whole damn wedding.
So, like,
thanks for
we felt really
up,
bad
babe.
For him, and we were like, well,
he
we have to have
Aaron on. He
broke
down during the conversation about how much work he had to do.
Hey, like, hey,
maybe
to me.
She'll put
to
in
me.
More, to Jack. Right? To Jack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Correct.
We're like,
I made that wedding
maybe Aaron will put in more work once you're married. So yeah. Now we have her on.
Still waiting. Still waiting on that work.
Yeah,
we want to see. The honeymoon phase? The newlywed phase?
Yes.
How's it been?
So,
Jack
you
has
know what?
A look where he's just got to check in with Aaron really quick. Yeah.
Jack has to analyze Aaron's eyes and decide how honest he could be.
You
great.
Honestly, you can be as honest as you want.
No, we were talking about, like, please, like, I'm going to rebound to you, but I like, it's the same. Like, married life is the same as boyfriend-girlfriend life, for us, at least.
Jack and I live together within 6 months of meeting each other.
Yes.
So it's literally the same thing.
That's how we feel.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Yes.
It's true. Yeah.
Oh, it's true.
Okay. So I was going to say, like, what's some shit they don't tell you? Like, or what's different between, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, and marriage? Because usually people have all these stories about, like, how much different it is. And for us, same thing. We moved in within, like, 3 months of being together.
Yep.
We're together for, like, we got married on our 4-year anniversary. And so that was, like, 4 years of being together.
It's the day after
the thing I can tell you though is that he really stepped up, like, cleaning.
Oh,
like once I once we got married,
I'm
like,
so cool.
I was actually shocked. I was shocked because he just, like, never would clean, and, like, we're both kind of messy people,
yeah.
but, like, you know, and I was like, accepted, like, we're just gonna be fucking messy people.
Yeah.
But then, like, he'll clean now, and, like, oh, if I'm gone for a long period of time, like a weekend or something, I'll come home and the whole house will be clean. And that's something that never
Every
happened
time.
When we were
Every
dating.
Time.
I would say that it is better being married than it was.
Aww. I actually agree with that.
Right?
We fight less than we did. Mostly because a lot of our... So we had not a lot of fights, but, like, we fought about how you...
It was a lot of fights.
...hadn't written your vows. Like, I remember that was, like, a big fight.
Weddings do... Wedding prep does cause some fights.
I was stressful. It was so stressful, and I was also, like, almost insulted that he waited till the last minute to write his vows to me. I was like, why aren't you excited about, like,
I just couldn't think of anything,
telling,
you know,
me why you love me.
Honey, when did you write your vows?
Like, why do I want to? Oh, wow.
Well, I don't got much to say about it.
Gun to my head.
But it is an expensive party tomorrow.
Great party.
That you're not paying for.
So here's the thing. I finished my vows the night before. The night before.
I feel you, Aaron.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I worked on them for 3 months.
Okay.
But I finished them the night before.
Okay, well, that's okay. How about
I'm a writer, though.
When did you get a tuxedo? For the wedding day. When did you go try on a tuxedo?
A week before the wedding
when
day.
Did you get fitted for a tuxedo?
It was 6 days before the wedding day. But you know what? I was trying to lose enough weight, and that's why I did it.
Oh, yeah. Sweating for the wedding. Yeah, yeah.
What if you couldn't secure one?
You know what?
There's always gonna. What are you talking about? There's always gonna be pants for a wedding.
That's why they call me the Miracle Man.
We had a hookup. Okay,
they do.
They do. Things just work out.
It's not.
It's been my fucking life.
I was gonna say you've been riding on that for your whole life.
Things just work out for me.
You know what?
What's it like?
It's like let me tell you something. There's a great story. I was on my way to my sister's wedding. I'm in the wedding. I got stuck in a traffic jam where LA traffic was so bad that nobody was even moving.
Oh my God, LA had traffic?
No.
That's crazy.
No, but this was like,
you didn't plan,
like,
for
exorbitant.
It?
This was like crazy. No,
no
I actually
way.
Left work early to go to my sister's wedding because I used to work at a high rise downtown LA, mm-hmm. selling printer toner, sucked ass. And I left early. I was putting my suit on in the car, in my truck as I was driving. And then the traffic was fucked. Mm. And they're like, you're going to be late to this shit. And I was like, don't worry, I'm coming in hot. I said that on text.
So sexy.
And I got there fucking 3 minutes before it started.
So you gave everyone anxiety attacks before her wedding.
I shouldn't have gotten there at all. You don't even understand. When I say dead stop, I mean dead stop. Mm-hmm. We were fucked. I ended up going in the carpool lane, and I was like, let Jesus take the wheel.
And take the wheel, he did.
He did. Oh, and I got no ticket, no pulled over, none of it.
I think I would have done the same thing if I were in that kind of
predicament. You have to do.
Yeah.
And listen, ever since then, they call me the Miracle Man. Things just work out.
So, by the way, no one calls him this.
I know, I was about to say, firing, like, so honestly. Who calls you
I don't call myself this. This is what they call me.
No, I believe it. I believe it.
I've never heard it. Never heard anyone call him that. But they do call him that.
But you see evidence of it all the time and you get pissed about it. Can you admit that?
Can I give a fat shout out to Lindsay Albanese for saving our wedding tuxedo? Can I just give a shout out to Jesus Christ for putting his hand on your shoulder?
Yeah, one for Jesus. Absolutely.
Thank you, Lindsay.
And Lindsay.
Making it happen.
Yes.
The only role Jesus had was that you guys met her in the first place. And that's...
No, he put his hand on her shoulder and he said, you will be available this week for the miracle.
That's right. He guided her. Yep. See? Yep.
So the Lord works not mysterious the miracle ways. Man? Because I feel like that's what they call him the miracle man.
They call me as well the Miracle Man.
They call both of you the Miracle Man.
Wouldn't that actually be kind of
interesting branding?
Wouldn't that be funny if Steve Green actually ended up being, like, he is the Jesus?
The second coming?
Like, whoever saw that coming, you know what I mean? Like,
I will say, I'm drunk enough that it's completely possible.
Please God, no. Please God, no.
Would that not be great?
No.
Okay.
By the way, Miracle Man is my dad's garage band. You guys should really check it out. Yeah, yeah. They're pretty sick.
Oh, yeah. They call it that, right?
Yeah, they call them that. Yeah, absolutely. They're a Beatles cover band, but yeah.
Just you download on iTunes.
Well, I love the Beatles. How about you, Aaron?
I think the Beatles are extremely overrated, actually.
And we're
going to
cut the commercial and we'll be right back.
If we leave us lots of comments.
Smack some things around.
I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I think that their songs have potential, but they're...
What? The most celebrated band of all time! What are you talking about?
They have potential. Okay, what the fuck?
Francis Ford Coppola has potential as a director.
Right.
I think that... Their songs are better sung by other people.
Yo, Al Pacino's got potential. I could see him being big someday. You know?
Same.
I fucking love Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron's like, I saw Serpico, and I wished it was Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. And they're like, he wasn't born yet. He was 6 years old.
But the point still stands. I wish it was Philip Seymour Hoffman. Like, it's one thing to just generally dislike the Beatles, but it's another to say they have potential.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And that's when people start looking up Aaron... Films, music,
yes.
To judge your music.
Oh, hell
to
yeah.
See, okay, let's see what she's got.
Hey, I've heard the karaoke. It's pretty really damn nice, good,
actually.
Okay?
I agree.
She knows Hamilton for the inside album. And out.
Yeah.
You sung a pop star, a pop song, an original pop song. Ariel?
What is this?
This is part of marriage, okay? Oh. He's having her back right now.
Yeah.
I'm
standing up for her, even though I completely disagree. I love the Beatles, but I will stick up for
that's
you.
This good. Is like, he disapproves of my rap career, but okay.
I do.
Wow.
Why? When I hear her rap, I'm not inspired. I find.
Do you write your own rap?
Oh,
or
yeah.
You okay, but you're not.
She does.
Why are you not inspired by it?
I put a lot of time
it
into my
rhyming.
It
doesn't reach me.
What do you need to be reached?
I don't know. I just need some kind of
feel his soul.
Some kind of verve behind it that's never appearing to me.
What?
But a psychic told me I was going to be a rap star. So
recently,
for real?
Holding
recently.
On to
dude,
it.
Prove that psychic right.
Oh, we called a psychic
company.
And
I'm like, it's in the fucking stars, honey. So, sorry, Miracle Man.
Did you mention anything about rap?
No.
And they just said,
you're going to be a rap star. And I'm like, yes.
She may that's have beautiful. Led the witness a little bit by saying something about rap early. But
no. She actually said I'd use my voice a lot. And I was like, to rap? And then she was like, yeah. And I was like...
Obviously.
See? She led the witness into it. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, she said it.
That's the equivalent of like, I'm getting a his name starts with T-S-R-Q. R! Yes, it's R!
Yeah,
it's R!
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God, exactly.
It's R! Ever since then, I've been practicing my beats.
remember John Edward?
That's all I'm thinking of.
Yeah, 100%. He walks into the room, he's like, is anyone here named Martha?
Right.
Oh my God, stadium! full of people.
My cousin's friend, Martha.
My name fucking Martha.
He didn't even say that. He'd be like, M. I'm sensing M.
Right.
M.
Right.
M. It's somewhere over here.
And it's over here.
Over here. And then somebody over there is like, hey, I'm Martha. And he's like, yeah, over here. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I gotta tell you, I used to watch that show all the time.
Me too.
And I was so like, oh my gosh, this is so real. Like, it's happening. Oh my gosh.
It's happening.
Even when we die, we can still communicate like Harry Potter pictures. And,
right.
Yeah, I watched it as the people watching exercise. Because it's so fun to watch him and then all the people, all the mountain people who came to the show.
You were not actually into it.
No, no, no. I just love the people watching experience. Yeah. It was really fun.
He's like, you fucking stupid.
No, because a lot of mountain trash came to his show.
Mountain trash.
By the way, I've never heard the term mountain people, and now I'm obsessed with it.
You know what I'm saying?
I can picture it exactly. Right. Obviously, the people that watch John Edwards are fucking mountain people.
Yes.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I like that you still watched it. Watch them. Like, you wasted your time.
Because I know that mountain people are like,
to watch
hey, we picked up John Edwards on the satellite. And it's like, his name is John Edward, but that's fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, so Aaron, you did a pop song?
Oh, Aaron did a pop song. I was hoping to like, whoop. No, just gonna please. Get through that one.
Sorry, babe.
It was a very low key demo that I sang for a friend of mine who was trying to sell a song.
Ooh, yes. I love that.
It was post Rebecca Black Friday.
Okay,
and they were like, "We're trying to sell a song just like that, so that we can like just make
Kesha,
a shit ton of money off of it." And
an ounce?
It had a little bit of Kesha.
Oh my God, can we play a sample
of
it?
Leader.
Roll the clip.
Actually,
can we sample it?
I'll send it to you guys. I'll find it and I'll send it to you.
Okay. Insert sample.
It's actually pretty fucking good. I'm not going to lie. Like, I heard it and I was like, yeah, I can get behind that.
What a natural shit review. I heard it and I was like, ..
Dude,
yeah.
I'm a real Anthony Fantano. You know, like, that's how I talk about music. It's either yeah or nah. Yeah. And that's a real yeah.
That's a real yeah.
It's a soft yeah.
That's dude, Aaron, I feel like you're super underrated. Like, I feel like she's like super intelligent and funny and like has skills, but then it's like, nah, I don't have any skills. And then she just busts out like a pop song and you're like, wait, what?
But
wait,
she plays it down, but she's actually
wait,
quite
but, yeah. Wait until you hear the pop song.
I'm excited to hear
like,
it.
Talking about
I want to hear
I mean
it.
no hate on the writer.
Hate as much
just
as you
hate
want,
on though. The talent.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, stop.
I don't know. So it was my best guy friend, the guy who was my like best man, did my like wedding speech. Yes. He wrote the song with a friend of his. And a friend of mine, he was actually also at my wedding.
Yeah.
The two writers.
He was your best man.
He was my best man.
So freaking cute.
But I sang this song for them. They were really trying to get off of the Rebecca Black Friday and Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay. Yeah.
Right at the
Call Me Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was like super in
what
at the
else?
Time. Yeah. Right.
Like name three other songs.
I went to years ago I did a trolling video where I went to a Carly Rae Jepsen concert. And I asked her fans to name another song to Call Me Maybe, and they couldn't
I think I remember that fucking video.
Dude, I think one girl did, and she's like, actually, cottage cheese sundae, and I'm like, okay, fine, call it cottage cheese sundae, congratulations.
You got one.
Like, one. Oh. But, like, I asked, like, 18
that makes me
to
so
20
happy
people.
That
yeah,
did that, dude.
Is cottage cheese sundae an actual?
No,
okay. He's just trying, like, he can't remember
they're
this
so
song.
Not memorable. Yeah. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
It's her fault. Just like it's the Beatles' fault that you don't like them, so whatever.
They're just, you know.
I just wish they were more inspirational.
Can I just say that Yellow Submarine sucks ass?
Honestly?
And so does Strawberry Fields Forever.
So
I don't like Strawberry Fields.
This is how I feel about the Beatles. I actually think that they recorded great demos that other people then took and did better than them. Just like a demo would. That's
like,
how I feel
like
about
Fiona
it.
Like Apples Across the Universe, asshole.
Hey, wow.
That's
actually,
a real song. Look it up.
You know what?
I know it is because I remember I saw that movie in theaters. I saw Across the Universe.
That movie sucked ass in theaters.
It's not great. It's not great.
Oh,
some interesting covers, but like as a thematic movie, as a narrative, like absolutely not.
I rather would watch Scooby-Doo 2.
Ouchie. Yeah.
Oh, you guys also you saw Across the Universe?
I did. Unfortunately.
Oh,
and you did not
I walked
like
out
it.
Of no. that movie.
I hated that
really?
Movie.
I fucking hated that movie.
And I was a Beatles fan.
Can we talk about
so
movies
bad.
We've walked out of? Like,
yeah.
Because I can count the number of movies I walked out of on one fucking
just,
finger.
Just Across the Universe.
I wanted,
just that one.
Here's the thing. I wanted
I'm
to
pretty,
walk
like,
out.
I'm trash. I'm pretty trash.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just watch anything. I'm like, I'm already sitting.
Yeah.
But it was that bad. You were like,
I'm like I
can't. Have better things to do with my
yeah,
time.
Yeah, like, it was just so cringe to me that I was like, I can't even be here right now.
It's like
getting
a $20 movie ticket, and you're like, I can't.
Yeah.
I absolutely cannot.
Dude, I was with the chick at the time, and she was like, And then we walked out of there, and I was like, "That movie sucked ass." And she was like, "I thought it was fucking incredible." And I was like, "This will never work."
I went with a bunch of people that loved the movie, and I was like, "I feel like I'm in an alternate universe right now." Yep. Like, well, how did we just see the same thing?
It's very polarizing.
And yes,
because my best friend loved it. We have the same tastes and everything else.
Yes,
but not that.
I don't understand it.
I don't get it either, Aaron.
Yeah.
I saw with the same chick, I saw the movie Pain and Gain by Michael Bay. I fucking walked out of that movie, and
Pain and Gain. Yeah.
I walked out of it at the end of the movie, and I was like, this movie was fucking incredible. And she's like, this movie sucked ass.
I liked it.
This is never gonna work.
I am so glad that someone else is validating my opinion, because I like read somewhere like on a, I don't know, a cracked article, or I don't know. I feel like I saw like it was trash. It was awful. And I was like, no, I
couldn't. Getting hurt by a cracked article.
I know. Very easily feelings. Triggered, I guess. Or you know what? Maybe, oh, you know what? You know, it broke my heart. It wasn't cracked. It was fucking Red Letter Media. And I put Red Letter Media on this, as you know. I talk your ear off all day. I put them on a pedestal. I love them, still love them.
They're the only channel that you routinely watch every single time out a video. Wow.
Love them.
That is the only creator that you will watch every single video.
And I think so. They put out like an unfavorable review of Pain and Gain. And they're so articulate. Like, they're very good at explaining their points. They don't just say, like, this movie fucking sucked. Like, no, they explain, like, narratively and structurally why it doesn't work. As a writer, I'm sure you're going to appreciate it.
They're wrong.
And I was just like, no. Because it's nice to have your opinions validated, especially by someone you look up to or a team you look up to.
Absolutely.
You broke my fucking heart. Red Letter Media?
The way you...
Wow. Condescending tone.
Jack.
The way you feel...
You're better than Red Letter Media. Come on.
No one's better than Red Letter Media.
Jack, come on, man.
Sounds like you were in the friend zone and you gave them a Valentine and they were like, no, we're just not right for each other. And you were like... You just crumbled.
Jack, this is just accurate. A bunch of fat nerds talking about movies. What are you talking about? You're better than these people.
They're funny and smart, man. They're like my fat nerds. Listen, like, I love them.
They may be fat nerds. They're my fat nerds.
Oh, you're like the wrestling is real guy. It's like, wrestling's real, man.
Listen, I watched their Rise of Skywalker predictions video.
So good, yeah.
And the guy, there's one guy in the show who just does a paper-thin smile like this, and he laughs through his tongue the whole time, and I'm like, is fucking Joaquin Phoenix doing a character bit here? This guy's like... yeah, like, I can see how that would happen if that would suck ass. Am I wrong?
That's like the dinosaur in Toy Story.
Yeah. And then this guy goes home, and he's like, oh, when's the last time I washed my butt? And he's like, I think it's been 17 days. That same
Don't
guy.
You ever besmirch Red Letter Media.
Go ahead. What's his name, Jack?
I won't. I know his name, but I'm not going to say it on camera because I don't want to hurt no feelings because I love them that much, Steve. I love them that much.
That was an excellent impression. Yeah.
I know which one you're talking about. But like,
I can really see that. I can see it. Yeah.
Hey, Red Letter Media forever.
I have watched one Red Letter Media video, and it was because I felt very strongly about this horror movie that I had watched, or thriller, I guess, probably closer. Hereditary?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I watched the whole thing. I've never seen a 30-minute video on YouTube from front to back. And they also, because I was like, they had such good reviews. And I was like, did I miss something? Mm-hmm.
Across the universe?
No, Hereditary.
Oh, Hereditary.
Hereditary. Yeah. And they also liked it. And I just couldn't.
And you're like, I can never trust you again.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you guys are on my side.
You don't get me.
Well, one of them, Jay, is like the horror film guy.
That's exactly what it was.
So he, like, Jay is like the horror film guy. And so he's always, like, he has kind of like a soft side for movies like Hereditary. And just that whole studio.
I love,
what's the same studio that does, like, Midsommar? Yeah, like that, I know, the, like, area, or, you know what I'm talking about? It's like,
I do, but I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, thank God, okay.
So, Jack, is this the guy who can't open his mouth while he talks?
No,
I think it might be.
No, it's someone else, and I'm not like
not Jay, huh?
I think it might be.
Yeah.
All right, guys. How was it changing last names, bank accounts, taxes, all that shit?
Oh, that wasn't hard.
No, so we did not. I did not change last names.
I did.
Jack did.
Wait, what
so Jack, how
about?
Was that?
Wait.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
That was a great story.
I'm now legally Jack Films because she was originally Aaron Films.
Yeah.
And I used to be Jack's Films, and now you're Jack Films.
Right. Yes. Right. No, I used to be Jack Douglas. Now I'm Jack Films.
I see.
Yeah. It just happened serendipitously.
Were you always planning to, and then you decided not to, or was it never part of the plan?
It was never part of the plan.
Okay.
I grew up in, my mom never changed her last name.
Okay.
And we, when, and my parents were married, and I guess I just always knew that I was not going to do the same. Like, I was going to do exactly what she did, which was like, I'm not going to change my last name, especially because I got, I don't want to say I got married late, but I was 10 years into my career at that point.
Yes.
And like, I'm not going to change my last name to the point where people are like, who's that?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt.
And Nikki, I was so fucking offended.
You were hurt. You were hurt, Jack.
The day I was beyond hurt. There has to be a term beyond hurt.
Beyond
because
hurt.
The, like,
destroyed.
Yeah,
devastated.
Yeah, devastation. Devastated. Annihilation of my soul.
Betrayed.
And I'm still, like, you know, a year and almost a half afterwards.
Are you a Game of Thrones person?
She never took
your name. You're
Jon Snow. I'm like, pre-season 8 of Game of Thrones person. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
she never took your name?
People.
Steve, she never took my name.
So is she a bastard or are you a bastard?
Oh. Yeah, which one's the Snow? Which one's
the
Snow?
He's a bastard. So, it took him 4 years
oh, that's how she justifies it.
To me, okay?
I remember.
Think about it.
Too long.
Way too long.
Punishment you deserved.
We like
if you used to bring up at a party, like, hey, has Jack proposed it to Aaron? Aaron's like, Aaron would like tighten up in her face so hard.
Oh my god, I love that.
Oh, Knott's Berry Farm.
Yes. We went to a brewery and we were all drinking, la la la. I don't even know what the conversation was going over there.
We had just been engaged.
But yeah, and then,
right.
But we weren't even talking about it, I don't think. And then Aaron just out of nowhere, like, oh, beer, cool. And then she's like, I'm never getting married.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
This is where you did say that. This is where you took me. This is why I'm like, it's actually marriage is a little bit better.
Yes.
Because
you don't have to like stress it anymore.
We don't fight about the wedding. We don't fight about when are you going to propose.
Right. Yeah. It's no longer a relevant fight.
It was all
fight.
Commitment issues.
It really was. There was a lot of that. Yeah. Like, because commitment issues turn into insecurity of like, wait, we've been together like 3 years, like, and I'm 28. Like,
It was just one of those,
what's
like,
happening here, get
it.
Right?
For me, like, it was like, what's the rush? We're already, like, we're already married.
He kept saying that.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Hey, dude, my pal Michael Gallagher, a decade, brother, if you're listening. Holy shit, a decade.
What up, Michael?
Jesus.
But for me, it was never like, I don't know, I just want to, like, date and fuck more chicks. Like, that was not, like,
no,
it's
you're
never
not that guy.
That. You know, like, look at me. I'm
wish
not that
you were
fucking
that guy.
Yeah, but, I know you do.
But
I know
those,
you
they, like, people want a symbolism
for
it.
So that's how she took it. She was like, why the fuck won't you marry me? I was just like, babe, we're so happy together.
Yes.
Why go through the rigmarole of the ring?
Which speech therapist did you go to fix that?
Who's Italian?
Amazing.
Italian.
They deserve a raise.
He's from Brooklyn.
It's one of the very funny characters I do on my YouTube show. I don't know if you ever watched my show, but I do really
love
funny
your show,
characters.
So fuck you very much.
I just do very funny character bits. I do, like, you know, Jimmy Two Shoes, you know, and it's just like Jimmy Reviews. It's just really funny. You guys
Jimmy
would love
shoes
it.
Reviews.
Jimmy Two Shoes Reviews.
Steve brought up your show. I forget what it was. He made a reference to some topic that you had on Yaya, but he was like, you know, Jack's Y-A-Y, and I was like,
oh, bless me.
And he's like, the Y. I
don't
like,
know.
I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
An old
and
guy
he's like,
no, what's called.
I was like, oh, the Yaya.
If you don't know Zach, he does a show called Yesterday I Asked You. He calls it Yaya. I didn't know that.
The Y-I-A-Y.
It's just called Yai. One syllable.
Oh, it's called Yai?
Yeah, this like, rhymes with guy. I'm the guy.
I don't know all the things.
I know. You're good. You're good.
I try so hard.
I really love the way that just like, Yaya. He does a show called Yaya. You guys will love it. It's really funny.
He
Yaya.
He said each letter. Y-I-A-Y.
Jack, have I told you that I don't watch my friends' YouTube channels, but I watch you?
Oh, buddy.
That's true. But you don't come up in the algorithm as much anymore.
No, you don't.
No.
You fix it.
I know. In the algorithm.
I need to play that game a little more. Because the algorithm is
a bitch. You were showing up a lot in my feed before, and I click when I see it. But
I guess I uploaded more. I don't upload near quite as often.
And it was also, I think, like when there was a break in your normal formats. I noticed like when you did a video called asterisk cough asterisk
yes
that showed up because I think people click outside the normal formats because they're like, wait, what? It's not a yaya?
I thought you were going to say the opposite. Like, it didn't show up because it wasn't a yaya.
No. They were like, this is different. Gotta click.
I see. Like, I should know this shit, but I don't. You know what?
Maybe it brings in a different... It's not that it's it brings in more. It just brings in a different outsiders. Yes.
Well, I want to try to do that because, like, I can upload yaya number 535 or I can do a video that, like, everyone can appreciate.
Wait, what video are you on now?
535 or 76.
535 is a lot of anticipation.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Hey, speaking of, I just did an hour-long stream yesterday. It's a frame-by-frame analysis of a trailer. Have you seen the trailer for Cats?
I didn't know. Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I just saw it on my feed today. I didn't get to watch it yet.
Okay. I did watch your one for the Emoji Movie because that was pretty good.
Thank you for doing that. Don't watch my stream. Just watch the fucking trailer for Cats.
I really am enjoying the fact that you just like shamelessly plugged something.
Only because it's kind of relevant.
He's wearing his own merch, Aaron.
I am right.
And he plugged his own video, Aaron. What do you expect?
And you know what?
I am a shill.
I was trying to figure out Jack's merch that he's wearing on his shirt on his person right now. And Aaron was like, I don't get it.
You know what's funny? No, you'll like this. It's my merch. It's selling like the opposite of hotcakes. What's something that doesn't sell at all?
Brown lemonade?
There it is. Brown lemonade. This is brown lemonade.
Yeah, wouldn't sell.
Virtually
well.
Five people in 6 months have sold.
You heard about the Palmers? Fuck yourself.
Oh, boom.
That's half.
In your fucking lemonade face.
Lemonade half iced tea. That's called Arnold Palmer.
It's a brown lemonade, motherfucker.
No, if it says lemonade, you see brown liquid. You're not going to buy it.
You're an asshole.
Way, Long Islands are also brown, and they are delicious.
Yeah,
but
they
it's
are
not
delicious.
Lemonade, you fucking dick. What are you talking about?
This
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't
people
belong
are like,
here.
Hey, leather couches are fucking brown. okay. So what? Right. It has nothing to do with
I'm
it.
Getting off topic.
Mine was lemonade, but anyway.
Why are you hogging all the fucking Prosecco?
Come get it.
Pour me two.
Come walk over.
But Aaron, that reminds me, as it being the 470 millionth episode of Yai.
Yes.
There you go.
This started though because I heard before Jack was uploading like once a month, and when he started dating Miss Films, Mrs. Films.
Yeah, that's right.
He started uploading a lot more, and his channel grew. And he attributes a lot of that to you. You want to talk about that? How did you get this man to get off of his lazy ass?
You know, it's actually kind of funny. It didn't take that much work because there were two components to it, right? It was, if I have to wake up and go to work and make money, you have to wake up and go to work and make money. Yes,
so true.
Or an 8 to 8.
It's okay,
that's
if you want to make money, you gotta, this is like a 12-hour job. Secondly, it was kind of like, he was also in this period of like, they're doing so well, and they're doing this, and they're
doing
that.
I totally get that. I totally get it.
He was so like,
motherfucking
butthurt. Looking at other people.
Real butthurt.
Yeah,
yeah. Real salt. Real butthurt. Yeah,
he was
all that.
Super
still
butthurt,
am, by the way.
About
yeah,
all
me too.
Of these.
I haven't gotten over it.
Yeah, like all of these people that were doing this or doing that, or they have a TV show, or they just bought a house, and they like, and it was like, you know, you could do that too. Like, you have all of the potential in the world.
That's
all
sweet.
You need to
yeah,
do.
That's really
sweet.
Cool.
Is actually work to get it. Like,
and
it's like,
and she, yeah, you awoke this
we don't,
beast inside.
Somebody doesn't knock on your door and hand you a bunch of money to do those things. Like, you actually have to do something. And so at the time that I met Jack, I mean, it was kind of an interesting and it, like, we probably wouldn't have worked out as well as we did if you worked as much as you did when I met you. Mm-hmm. So Jack had, like, not uploaded in like 6 months, and he was literally just sitting on money.
I remember this time, actually.
Yeah. He literally was just sitting on money that he had already earned from past videos and the success of past videos.
But it wasn't like you're making it sound like it's a ton. It wasn't, because
it was
just like
no. It was like
I was posting,
but
barely.
You were like, you had four roommates, bro. You're fine.
That's right. Yeah, I was in a guy house. I was in a frat house.
In the sense that he was living in the deep valley of L.A.
Westlake.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
What was your rent? Do you know?
Oh God!
It was like $500 a month.
Like what I paid? It was it was like $500 or $600, something like that. Yeah.
I used to drive to Jack's to do videos for him all the time.
Yeah.
And then before I got there, I was always like, I gotta drive to Westlake.
It was a chore. It's a chore.
You were living in the deep valley.
Sherman, Woodland Hills.
Yeah. Even living in the valley, thinking of driving to Woodland Hills, I'm like,
Exactly.
How much do I have to get 27 degrees hotter?
Yeah.
It's already hot. It's the hottest day of my life.
Like, it's in this heat pocket.
Yes. It is. It really is.
And then it's got heat generators in the floor, bro. It's like, Jesus.
So, I mean, you lived in a
But there's so much to do in Woodland Hills, am I right?
Totally.
There's just like bars galore, there's like nightlife, there's fucking everything.
Chain restaurants.
Hell yeah.
I got a Chili's parking lot to die for.
What's that, the Chili's? Yeah, yeah.
It's really
then,
nice.
So then he started, so he was like coasting for a person in their young 20s.
Yeah.
And then once I like arrived, I was like, yeah, we don't live like this anymore. We're adults now. Yeah.
My bed my bed was a mattress on the floor.
Yeah. He had an air mattress when I met him.
Oh, sick. So sick.
Mine
so
was
sick.
Elevated. Mattress. Mine was off the floor.
Oh,
it was 4 feet off the floor.
It had no blanket.
Quit flexing on
it. There was no sheets.
All right, millionaire, shit.
Just an air mattress, a plastic-ass air mattress.
Steve, how long?
It was a gift from a millionaire father of my ex who was just like, see you later.
And you think he would have given you a little more than without $1 million?
Did you get a? Oh. I mean, did you eventually like use a towel as a blanket or something?
No,
like,
no. What? I bought sheets.
No.
Okay.
Yes, I had sheets.
Bought the bed first because I asked him to buy a bed. Yes.
Oh, true.
But this was during his bachelor phase, like which lasted 2 weeks.
And by the way,
yeah, that sounds about right.
The bed I bought.
Yeah.
This bitch is cats.
Oh.
Fuck my bed
immediately.
Up.
Wow.
Immediately. In 3 days.
Like, it was a brand new bed, brand new leather bed, and they immediately just went to town.
They leather wrecked.
They just scratched the shit out of it.
They couldn't wait to scratch the
fuck
out of it.
They didn't have any scratching posts.
Did
so
she
we
put
were
down
bad
the cats
parents.
Afterwards, or did you put, like.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Well, after we bought a scratching post, they didn't scratch the bed anymore.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, okay. So
well,
we should have.
It
was too late.
But whatever.
But I, we're gonna. Oh shit! We gotta take a break really quick, and then we're gonna snap right back into this topic.
We're gonna take a break for our sponsor, but honestly, we're just gonna refill
just
our cups and get more alcohol in our system.
And if we have an alcohol sponsor, don't look at these labels.
Yes.
Don't.
And
we're open.
So here comes the ad.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, are you listening to Should They Don't Tell You? Because if not, how are you listening to this ad about Should They Don't Tell
it's
You?
It's because they can't turn it off. They don't know how to, turn it off.
Well, that's pretty convenient for
us. They're throwing their phone on the ground right now.
Once you can figure it out, could you please rate us and subscribe and like tell us that we're beautiful?
Listen,
we want it.
We need the validation. But mostly we need the ratings because, I mean, that's basically how the world is
that's
run.
That's how we continue to make more and more and more of this content, this glorious content that you love so much.
If you like the show, support the show. And if you don't like the show, support the show.
And it's for free.
the stars are for free.
Yeah, you give them away for free. It's not like if you give 5 stars, you pay more money. They should have charged for every single star. I would have made so much money. And it just made a killing. Hey, the show is brought to you by America. God fucking bless it. All right.
And we're back.
Use the code 1776.
Yes.
To get 25% more voting power in the voting booth, in 2020. All right.
Hashtag dump that tea.
That's it.
Arian, I relate to your pettiness, though, about, like, if I have to do this, then you need to do this. Yeah. Because when we got married, I was always going to change my last name because I hated my last name. My legal last name is Limosnero. Sorry to my family, but it means beggar of money in Spanish. I'm not even Hispanic, but no. Filipinos are, like, they were invaded by the Spaniards. My grandpa and took his stepdad's last name.
Guess what happened?
Anyway, yes. It was like...
It was not lovemaking.
I was always planning on changing my last name, but yes. Then when we were at the actual courthouse to change my last name,
yeah,
I couldn't fucking do it.
Really?
I couldn't just completely get rid of my name.
And I didn't want her to.
Because of what you're saying, where it, back in the day, people got married at like 18, like you hadn't built a life for yourself yet. Right. This had been like 12 years of a professional life being built on my name, and it wasn't the whole name, it was Limo.
Yep.
So what I ended up doing was, I still wanted to take his name because when we have kids, I wanted them all to have the same last name, but I just made it 2 last names. So it's Limo, which is my professional name that I built. So I chopped my real last name and then a space and then Green. But I wanted him to, because that name change process is so annoying. After you change your name, you don't have to go through all this, but you have to go to the DMV, you have to go to the Social Security office, you have to change all your credit cards, you have to change so much shit, your registration on your car, all of it, because you got married and you had, I had to get rid of my passport that still had many years on it.
Oh, no.
I had to retake my passport.
But I do all the work during sex, so we're even.
But that's not true.
That is true?
Who does the work during foreplay? Okay.
Who gets to lay back during sex?
Okay.
Foreplay is
okay.
So important,
so it's
though.
Even. Anyway, who gets to come every time? Okay. It's done.
Oh, excuse
but
me.
But I wanted to...
You used to
excuse
say that
excuse me,
like,
my
you
story is
time.
Not done. My story... Yeah, you wanted me to continue faking?
I did. It was better. Here's the thing.
So wait. I wanted him... Because I had to do all that shit and I was so mad because
I
already...
Real. I actually make her come every time before we even fuck, but go ahead.
Okay, so because I had to plan the whole wedding, and you know how that is, I was getting all... Like, there was a lot of fights for that, right? So because after the wedding is done, I still have to go do all this bullshit to change my name and like fix all these things. I wanted him to go to the same process and just take the E off his name.
Pretty good. Because my last name's Green with an E.
It is,
to suffer
you have a lot of ease
the
that
way
name.
That yeah. I am suffering.
Wait, did you do it?
No. He didn't do it.
Wow.
Piece of shit.
She didn't actually lobby for this.
But
it's a good
I just
bit.
Felt like
it
I was so mad.
Yeah,
because
and
because
it
there was someone,
made me
yes.
feel better to picture him having to go through the
like,
same
now
thing.
Now you know what
totally.
It's like. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. Jack, are you looking forward to it?
You know what?
Changing
I will,
your last name.
Actually, I will take one of the S's off because no one fucking knows how to spell Douglas.
I agree with you.
Right?
Fair.
I know
everyone
how to spell
is like, okay.
I've known you for 10 years. Yeah. I know how to spell it, but my God, it's a lot of S's on
so,
the end.
It's a lot
to be
like
fair,
five
you,
S's.
You both have an extra letter.
We
that's
do.
Not that any letter.
Like, it's silly. Chopped off.
Excessive.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Chop
actually,
it off.
We have a lot in common right now.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, fuck men, like, am I right?
Yeah.
You know, like,
I'll drink to that, sure.
Absolutely. Men are just pieces of shit.
They're pigs.
Cancel
you know?
Them all.
Once those sex robots are ready, we're done.
That's not true.
Hey, that goes both ways, dude. Hey, man.
Exactly. That goes both fucking ways.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good.
Are you telling me I get a robot who's literally a blowjob machine? Oh, yeah. I'll stay with my wife. Yeah, right.
Austin Powers Fembots, they were the shit, and they still are. So.
Thank you. Jugs for days.
Jugs for days. Also, and Austin days. Powers 4, is it happening? What's going on with that? I don't know.
I would love to know.
Is that happening? Yeah. That's a thing?
Is Michael Myers,
it's been rumored for like years.
Is Mike Myers going to be every role in the movie? That's what I want to know.
like Nutty Professor style.
Eddie Murphy's just like, if we're going to do a sequel, I got to write every character. It's like, oh, Jesus, that's not what we liked about it, but it's fine.
I get hurt by all these
no,
remakes.
Not at all. We liked about it, but still. He's like, he'll misinterpret it. It's like,
he's like,
oh,
it's me. They
get to play 10 characters. And it's like, whatever. Sure, fine. Whatever makes you happy.
Dude, he went to Paramount, and he's like, you know what everyone liked, right? And they're like, and he was like, me. And then everyone's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, yeah. And they're like,
oh my God.
He's like, yeah, I'll be 88 characters. And they're like, sure. Whatever gets you to sign on,
like fuck it, just sign the goddamn paper.
Okay, so now that you are married,
yes,
and vows have been spoken,
yes,
all this stuff. I don't know if any prenuptial agreements have happened. We don't have to talk about it, but it is hard, no matter what, to leave this union. So how about conflict resolution? How is that easier, or is it easier? Do you have as many conflicts? You said you don't have as many conflicts anymore.
We actually don't have as many conflicts. However, yeah. I feel like a lot of our fights are caused by drinking. Honestly.
Yeah, I get that, because you're always like, thank you so much. Speaking of.
I
yeah,
hate good as we drink. I know, as we drink. I will say, I do think there's a difference in Jack's behavior when he's drinking, like, hard alcohol versus...
Like Long Island.
Like a wine.
Wine. Yeah.
He goes from a tight guy.
This is the second time he's brought up with Long Island.
Like a super tight guy.
He's way too tight. I get it.
I think he's just tight enough. But here's the deal. Like, I agree 100% because we had... Can I tell him the Luke P thing? Like, when you woke... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but so that wasn't anything... about alcohol.
I think there was a smidge of alcohol there.
Luke P.
Okay, wait, do you guys watch The Bachelorette?
You literally woke me up.
We
in
don't,
the middle.
But
like,
I would
you
love
woke
to.
Me. I was okay. In a deep sleep and you woke me up.
Okay.
Like,
alcohol probably wasn't even involved, but I still want to
really
tell the
wasn't.
Story because
I
it's such a good story.
I had a glass of wine. One glass of wine.
And the glass was like this big.
No,
yeah, I'm kidding.
I
know.
A big old glass.
Yeah. It was a regular glass of wine.
No, I'm being a dick. But like,
jury
I love the
of the
story
court,
so much.
It was one glass of wine. My client.
El Torito margarita glass.
See, well, the record, okay, let the record show it was a 6-ounce glass
yes.
of wine.
That's right. And it was.
Okay. But tell your story.
Okay,
I will not interrupt.
Go ahead.
Yes. Right, yeah. I will give you the context first, since you don't watch The Bachelorette. And by the way, this is the first season of The Bachelorette I've ever watched in my fucking life. Because
you're such a fucking man.
Yeah, because I'm a real
that
fucking man.
You wouldn't
man
watch that shit.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really macho. Like, I don't watch. Well, it's more like reality TV. It's like, I don't fucking watch that scripted bullshit. I know it's all fake. I watch real shit.
Yeah, he's woke.
Like YouTube. Yeah. You know, so yeah, this is just like, you know, it's a double standard.
I watched Cartoon Pokemon in 1997.
Okay? Hell yeah. I'm a real man. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, but like, you know, you come up to me and you're like, honey, can, like, I want like water cooler talk with, you know, my coworkers. Can you please just watch the season of The Bachelorette with me? We'll drink, it'll be fun. And I'm like, fuck it, sure, let's do it. Why not? I watch it, I end up loving it because it's the funniest shit ever.
I would love to watch it.
Yeah, we want to watch it.
We don't even watch it.
It's a couple show. If you watch it alone, that's not so tight. If you watch it together, it's hella tight. It's because all you do is just like drink Chardonnay and you go, this is fucking amazing because the guys are all desperate. They're all like, on each other's dicks about like the other guy.
Literally?
Literally.
If you're single out there, this is what married couples do. Drink Chardonnay and watch reality TV together.
This is married life, dude.
Yeah. Wait, me and Nikki, we watched a more subversive show. We watched a show called Unreal together, which is about all of that shit. About the behind the scenes of The Bachelor and how they push.
We started that.
It's a fucking great show.
Then,
we watched all of it, and we're fans.
We need to.
Man.
We're fans, bro.
We're pissed that it's over.
So we want to watch The Bachelor now because we watched Unreal.
Yeah, because of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
because
one goes with the other.
For those of you who don't know, Unreal is a show that that it basically shows you the behind the scenes of like producing these kind of reality shows.
Like it's a scripted show. It's a drama, but it's like about how they produce those shows.
And that makes us want to watch these shows. So
totally,
how they manipulate people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we should watch that or continue watching it. So we're watching The Bachelorette, and like every season of every reality show ever fucking made, there's a villain. There's like the one bad guy that the editors and the producers all like conspire together to make him look extra bad.
Yeah.
No, like that's just how that's how reality TV is.
Yeah, that's in Unreal.
They show you how they make him look like a villain.
Yeah. Okay. It's great.
Like I know about the virgin guy who's like, hey, like. I know. I want you fucking guys in jacuzzis.
Yes.
Yeah, thank God. Oh,
I know about that.
So that's him.
Because of Unreal.
But he's also not a virgin, which makes it that much worse.
Right.
That
is
it's
a lovely
he's like
double
judging somebody
he's
for
like,
having
yeah, he's
sex.
Great.
When
is
he's,
he not a virgin in the way that I want, though, where his butt virginity was taken from him?
Probably.
Okay. Wow. I would enjoy that.
Wow. Very likely.
It's like people that are closeted that they are homophobes, but they're actually closeted.
He's like, I'm waiting for marriage. 100%.
Yeah, right.
And that guy's name, by the way, is Luke P.
Yeah, fuck him. I saw him.
Into Jack's story.
100%. That's what I was gonna say. So his name is Luke P. He's the bad guy, whatever. He's like he's honestly the psychopath.
Okay.
Like of the like his co guys, for lack of a better term. They all call him a psychopath. They're like, he's fucking crazy, he's awful, whatever.
And he's like, I'll pray for all these guys.
Yeah, he really
I hate that shit.
He's deeply religious, so you're exactly right.
I know this shit.
Yeah,
because it's like,
you've seen him.
I'll pray for these boys. It's like, dude, that's the cuntiest thing you could say.
It's very condescending. It's condescending. So
when she dismissed him, like, you can leave now, he was like, can I pray over you?
Oh. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yes. Right, so like,
and she was like, no.
Dude, these are the people who go to people in wheelchairs who are incontinent and they start praying over them. And the people in wheelchairs are like, fuck you. I'm just living my life. Fuck you.
Right, I'm doing fine. Bye.
And they're like, bless your heart, honey. I'm just trying to pray for you, honey.
Oh my God. This is so fucking mad. So like, Luke P is the villain of the show. So we watched this episode together. It's like, you know, early on in the show. And you fall asleep. Like, you can't quite stay awake for the duration of this episode. Because they're all like 2 hours long, you know.
So. I was very, very tired.
Yeah, you're very
tired.
It
happens to us during Thrones all the time.
Been there.
We're real Thronesers.
Yeah, no, we're now watching Game of Thrones after it's completely over.
We used to hate it, but now we're on season six. Real Thronesers.
Oh, I love that you're like watching it. Like, yeah, keep it alive. Please keep it alive.
Thank you.
Don't give us spoilers, assholes.
Yep. So she goes to sleep. I finished the episode. Whatever. It's fine. So then I start like cleaning up the house. You know, I go through my nightly routine, which is like turning up the lights.
His nightly routine of being a good guy.
I'm putting away like food. I'm letting the dogs out and whatever. It's like, it's a routine.
Putting his finger across the fireplace mantle. He's like, too much dust. My mouth's dust. This. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, he's being a good guy or a psychopath.
Yeah, wow.
We can do this in the morning. But that's fine.
Way to drag me under the bus.
He puts on a plastic fucking parka and he's like, do you like Huey Lewis in the News?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's me.
And pulls out an axe out of the closet.
Hey, Paul. No, I'm doing my little Dexter thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Plastic everywhere.
Really normal.
Really normal. Super normal. Yeah. And then, like, an hour goes by, and it's like, I should probably wake up. Because you're asleep on the couch, like, watching, you know, the TV's still on. I should probably wake up Erin and get her to bed. So I wake her up, and she's like, oh, like, give me 10 more minutes. I'm like, okay, fine.
Been there.
I do some more cleaning.
I take that too.
Do some more cleaning. So does he. I do, you know, I come back like 30 minutes later and I'm like, all right, honey, let's move to the bed. And immediately she goes, oh, you're just like Luke P. And she means it. It's not a joke. Not a joke.
She means
it. It's not like this cute little, like, you're just like Luke P. It's like, you're fucking Luke P, man. Get off me. Get off my back. And meanwhile, you're like half conscious.
I was dead asleep. You literally woke me out of this. I was like,
being a real Luke P.
To this day, I'm like, I was not, like, there was. I had one glass of wine. Mm-hmm. I could, like,
a 6 ounce pour.
I was
in
exhausted.
A Budweiser bucket.
And you woke me from a deep sleep. And you expect
me. Because it's time for bed, dude.
You expect me to be nice to you.
I never expect that.
Well, I expect you not to, like, unironically call me Luke P.
That's a lot.
It's very heady.
Some bombs.
Because, like, all I'm thinking of, like, is. Zoink, Scoob, that fucking hurts.
That does hurt.
I just watched 90 minutes of Luke P being an asshole.
Tool. Yeah, being a tool. Being a tool the whole time.
And then the next thing I know, I'm being ridiculed.
Now. But to be fair,
I'm Luke P now.
Slander. Luke P would wake up his girlfriend, whoever, wife, from a very deep and pleasant sleep just because... So,
honey, it was like a 11 o'clock on a weeknight.
I did not need to sleep in a bed. I could have stayed there the entire night.
Let the jury know it was a weeknight.
It was a Monday.
The record show. It was Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday.
That's pretty thick. I didn't know it was Tuesday.
This was like a fucking Friday night or whatever the fuck.
No, I was exhausted.
So you had to transfer you to the bed because you have work in the morning.
I don't need to sleep.
She doesn't need a bed.
Thank you.
What does a man tell her? He needs a bed.
I hate when a man tells her that she needs a thing that she doesn't need.
She doesn't need it. We're the sex robots.
Was I mansplaining, babe? Yeah, you were. I'm so sorry.
Where she should sleep. You're being a real Luke P about it.
I was manspreading and splaining. I'm super duper sorry, dude.
I'm not going to.
So how did you resolve this argument?
Yes,
or is it resolved?
No, it's not.
It sounds like your marriage is going really well.
To this end.
It wasn't that night. You were still that's the thing. I neglected to mention. She was still pissed at me. Like it wasn't like a cute little like, oh, I'm sorry. No. For the rest of the night, she just kept calling me Luke P.
I'm so glad I know what that is. I'm so glad.
There was no resolution that night.
Yeah, it's better.
I think there was something the next morning or whatever. No, I did. We laughed about it the next morning.
No, the next morning I was like, but why did you feel the need to move me? I was perfectly fine on the sofa. Like, I would have slept there forever and eternity, and I was having the deepest sleep. And
keep in mind, she is one of the people that, like, just at 1 o'clock when, like, you're under covers, you're in bed, you're ready to go to sleep, she's like, So I had a dream last night. I just remembered. And then she tells you about the dream for the next 30 minutes.
Can I, Jack, can I have your back right now? I fucking hate dream talk.
Thank you, dude.
Excuse me, who told me about
There's
their
no
dream?
Structure.
Who told me this
There's
dream?
No fucking structure!
It's the rambling
goddamn fucking most like random shit. Oh, let's connect this
it's
point
like,
to
oh,
this.
Oh, you're back
point.
In school? That's crazy.
Oh, that's so wow. good.
You told me about your dream this morning. Yeah. Fucking asshole. Yeah. You want me to call
Nikki,
you out? I'm going to throw
Nikki,
you under the bus right
Nikki,
now.
You can
Where's
try to throw me under
fucking
the bus.
Get this guy.
But guess what?
Fucking, he told me about
I'm
his dream this morning. I was like, I don't
armor.
Give a fuck.
I'm wearing a suit of armor bus by Luke P. Okay?
You're such a browbeater. You say the things that you do and try to say that.
No, Nikki.
You're a Luke P.
Holy bitch.
Don't you dare. That's libel. That's slander.
Here's the thing. Tell me the dream that I told you about.
You said, whoa, I just remember the dream I had today.
No, go ahead.
And fuck, I don't remember.
I was Luke
She just said.
I was remember
Luke
P. No,
here's what I said. I said, whoa, I just remember the dream I had earlier. I dreamt that we were back in Bali again.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
That's right.
Motherfucker. Period. Not like, hey, so here's a 47-minute story about my dream. No, didn't happen. Not like, oh, hey, so here's like a 3-act structure fucking movie about my fucking dream. Nope, just a summation. A goddamn summation.
Steve, that sounds lovely. Summations sound lovely.
Doesn't that sound nice, Jack? This is like a respite.
Steve, we're in a dream right now.
I just need to clarify a point, is that my dream summaries are no more.
You
then maybe
wish.
90 seconds.
Listen.
You just have to watch the PowerPoint. You just have to watch the PowerPoint, and then it would be 90 seconds, fucker.
90 seconds.
There's our next party
They're
idea.
They're never going to be 90 seconds.
Dream PowerPoints.
By the way, Jack, not immune to it. Jack also tells me about his dreams as much, if not more.
Yeah, that's true.
Then I tell him
Dude,
about
can
mine.
I tell you, Aaron?
Yeah, no better than
two,
can
Jack,
I tell you,
two.
Can I tell
two,
you, Aaron?
Because
this guy only tells me about his bad dreams and because he's sobbing like a little baby bitch and he's like, you cheated on me and
That's
I'm so glad.
Said.
I'm so glad that it didn't happen in real
she
life.
She wishes. She wishes.
I cheat on you all the fucking time in your dreams.
Yeah.
Right?
You do.
What's that about?
Are you fucking hot chicks, though?
I don't know.
Am I? At least give me that.
That would be tight.
No, I don't
Make it up,
actually
Aaron.
Think
Make
you
it up
are.
If you have to.
There was this
Just
one,
say yes.
No, there was this Damn. One chick
like,
that
you're
you...
like jerking guys off.
No, yeah, you aren't. There was this one time I specifically remember you were like cheating on me with this chick that I knew from high school and she had like a unibrow. So like...
Yo, babe, that wasn't
ew,
a dream.
Jack,
yeah.
The fuck is your problem?
Like, no.
She had a great personality, Nikki. All right,
so.
No, she
unibrow.
Actually didn't.
Oh,
she was super spoiled.
She was a shithead and she had a unibrow.
Jack,
yeah.
You're an
fuck
asshole.
Yourself.
Look,
so spoiled. Steve wakes up and he's sad and he's like, what a bad dream. And it's like, okay, baby, you want to talk about it? No.
This is a hoax.
No, did I cheat on you?
Steve, is this real? So here's the here we go.
So that's
thing,
my life. All right, everybody.
Here's the thing.
It's a summation,
oh
but it's
God.
A very
I'm
emotional
so everyone
one.
Gets Nikki, here's the thing.
It's
everyone
very
thinks
emotional.
That, here's the thing.
It's taxing, okay?
This is a fucking hoax. Welcome to a live hoax. You're watching a live hoax video. So Nikki knows this about me. I'm very superstitious about that. I don't actually say what the fuck it is.
Yeah,
ever.
But and then I go.
I say
I cheat
I don't
on
talk
you.
Talk about it.
And I go.
Period.
I cheated on you, and he's like, I don't want to say it.
I say I don't want to talk about it. I don't say it. I don't. I'm not fucking half crying. I'm like I don't want to talk about it. I don't like to fucking jinx it. That's it.
It's, yeah, I understand.
Let the record show, Steve does not like to jinx it.
He
I don't
does
jinx
not
it,
like to
it.
Jinx it.
But I don't talk about my dreams.
You know, I had to
and
consult
if
for
I did,
quite
by
a
the
while.
Way, my dream would have, by what? The 15th minute, it would have an inciting incident.
What is more taxing? Shia LaBeouf came to our wedding and I was like dope as fuck and he know how to break dance? Or
you might have cheated.
Yeah. I can't
that's
say.
That's not
Which
real.
Is more
this
taxing?
Is a hoax. This is a hoax.
For all those single, all the single people out here, this is what
all
you have to look
ladies,
forward to
this is,
when you get married.
Hoax.
It's just hours and hours of dream talk for the rest of your lives
for
until
sure.
you die.
You know what it really
and
is?
It's awesome.
Is your partner throwing you under the bus every time you try to tell a story?
Oh,
it's
it is.
Your partner
it's like,
throwing
no, fuck you.
Under
that's
the
not
bus.
True. That's not true.
That's
fuck
not
you.
What
Hold
happened.
Up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Nikki always half chokes up and talks about Dream Steve and what an asshole he is.
Dream Steve is like a zombie and he's mean and he's very mean. He's a cold sociopath.
He's a little bitch.
He's a cold ass sociopath and he's just like, I don't love you, get out.
But he drives a Ford Raptor, which is sick. Thank you. Very sick.
With testicles on the back.
Yes, testicles on the back. Obviously. And it says I-L-U-V-A-S-S on his license plate.
Oh, dude. Is he like Mountain Steve? Is he like Mountain People? A little bit. Because, like, I'm still in love with that term.
He's got way more stuff, but he can grow it higher, though.
It's kind of like this.
Dude, that sounds
awesome. I can grow it high.
Yeah, you can't.
It's
way
more filled
cooler.
In. It's not as patchy as
my
this.
Beard is very low.
I have that problem, by the way, too. Every time I try to grow a beard, they're like just holes, fucking holes. And then you're like, honey, it's time. Just fucking.
Yeah, you're
just,
like, hey, honey, you look like Justin Long a little extra today.
No, you know what it is though? Is there's not as much cosmetic stuff as there is for girls. Like you should microblade those patches, right?
I'm like, honestly, I could like fill it in with eyeshadow.
Yeah,
we have so many services.
Yes. Like, if you got patchy eyebrows, no problem.
Like, I don't want a beard. Yeah, I just want like sexy. I want like sexy Bradley Cooper stubble. Oh, I don't want a beard because I can't grow a beard. But I want like fucking Hangover movie posters stubble. It's a real like deep cut. But like in every poster for The Hangover was Bradley Cooper like waking up, like, ooh, but he had a fucking good 5 o'clock shadow.
They shut the movie for 8 months. He had stubble the whole time. That means that somebody was on his fucking face stubble shaving it every day. Like Broken Arrow, like Christian Slater, which I've talked about before on the show. I can't believe that Christian Slater has stubble throughout all of Broken Arrow.
Which is so much work. So much fucking work, dude.
Wait, hold on. How do you know that they filmed that for 8 months?
Because I know. Because I looked it up.
He's in the biz, honey.
I'm in the biz. I'm a producer. I'm a spec producer.
Come on. Like, come on.
Jesus.
By the way, have
you ever heard of the thinning New World Order? Are you kidding me right now?
Actually, we want to talk about the movie we did see.
We want to talk about... Funny story.
Thank you. We're really good friends. We can't remember the title.
We bought it.
Not just that. We didn't just buy it. We did it like the night of or after. We really enjoyed Funny People.
Funny story, dumbass.
I'm an asshole.
Eminem makes a cameo in that movie.
It's a better movie though.
I gotta tell you,
I'm a bad.
That
friend.
Was like so. Nikki had told me. I was like, hey.
Yeah.
I know you've been like girl to girl 101. Yeah. I was like, I know you've been talking about this movie. Is it really good?
Between the girls.
And you were like,
and
no.
Like, let me talk about my dream last
this
night.
This is actually good. This is something I'm proud to be a part of. I am in it.
Yeah.
And we watched it, and I was like, I am in it. I am with you guys. This is a good movie.
Yay! I'm so glad it wasn't like Across the Universe where I'm like, you gotta watch this fucking film.
This is slightly better than Across the Universe.
Is it better than The Beatles?
Oh my God!
There you go.
Like, first off, okay. So you guys, but like, did you actually like go to Solvang and Monterey?
The crew did, and the two lead characters. They went.
Yeah. Okay, so where did you film the like weird bar?
Actually, by Jack's old place. It was in what's it called? Topanga Canyon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was in this Airbnb in Topanga Canyon.
Yeah.
That's kidding.
Awesome. No. Yeah. And there was no service there.
And the TP came with it.
It felt very.
The TP came with it.
The TP is part of the house.
That's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we already wrote it in the script too. We already had that all that in there. It was just kismet.
So you were like, need location. With TP.
Yeah.
And they had it.
Yeah. But you live in LA. Like,
it was dope.
Yeah, good luck finding TP in LA.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. When 10 million people live on top of each other, like you find some shit that you didn't think you could. Yeah.
Okay. So there was quite a bit of a cliffhanger ending.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Controversial. Do we?
I wonder what Red. Fucking what's this
Red
channel?
Media? Red Letter?
Yeah,
is what
I wonder what they. I wonder what they feel about it.
Let me tell you about this ending. I was really involved in the story, but like at the end, like I'm like, does it really deserve that?
I never even go seen look up it, Red but Media. I believe
you'll know
this.
Exactly
he's
what I'm
really
talking
good
about.
At getting
the
cadences.
I actually think not only cadence, but impression. I nailed both.
Okay, because like usually he doesn't nail the tone, but he nails the cadence. But maybe
if they weren't laughing, you would know.
Okay.
Wait. So as the writer of the movie or co-writer, and Michael Gallagher,
me
right?
And Michael, yes.
So, as a co-writer. Can you just tell me what happens next?
Okay.
Please.
Ooh, I love that. Yes. How often do you get to hear from the
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Okay. to me, that was the end of the movie, is that he gets the approval from the only person that matters. But he gets so much approval from people that don't matter.
And he doesn't care about it until he sees his daughter. Yeah. Got it.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm the opposite. I'm like, I get so much approval from this guy. I just want everyone else's approval. Yeah. Will you please approve?
So true.
I'm kind of with
God
you.
Goddamn, can you just like me, please? Just
I'm
like
with
me.
You on that.
Please, give me likes. Please like me. God.
I was a little, like, I am very much, when I watch a movie, I'm like, but what if they love each other? Like, what if? And so I was thinking that maybe the ending could have been that he ends up with the other girl.
Oh, you think her and him?
Yes.
Oh, Emily.
With Brian?
With Emily.
Oh, with Emily.
And Walter and Emily. Yeah. Well, Walter and what's
That's
her character's name? Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how interesting.
That's really
so I was
interesting.
Like, ooh, maybe That'd they're actually so in
though.
Love.
Yeah, I know that would have been really fucked up.
How fucked up is that?
Yeah. The daughter just
you're
has
watching so much reality
she
TV. You're like,
end of the
that would be so interesting.
Yes, that's all it is.
But it's mostly like it's not based on anything except just like. What if?
Right if.
What if?
Yes.
The
eternal.
So you liked all of it, but the ending was a little iffy for you.
No,
she just wants to know.
Yes,
she's
curiosity. I love the journey. I was taking on this journey, this story, this ride, and it's not that I didn't like the ending, but I was like, but what happens next?
Yeah, like, the curiosity of like, I need to know.
Yes.
I need closure on this story that I felt so many emotions with. Yeah.
And how are we going to like, you know, continue the relationships forward.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
that's all.
Totally. Yeah. And on that note, thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you.
We like to do a thing at the end called Final Thoughts. So we just like wrap up like a one final thought, a dream summation.
Got it.
Not a whole dream story of like the first year of being married.
Dream summation?
Yes.
No, just a summation.
Just a summation.
A summation.
Yes.
Yeah. Like his level.
It was the analogy.
It was
the
dreams.
Thank you,
yeah. Thank you Aaron.
Yeah. I'm a little slow.
Translator.
Someone kept refilling me on this and it was like, stop, but fine.
But okay.
But I'll keep drinking
take
it willfully.
It.
Yeah, right. Summation is, it's been awesome because like we know, like I feel like we know more about ourselves and each other and how we like react to and resolve things than ever before, you know, because that's just like that's less marriage and more just like the experience that we've had, we've shared between each other. What about you? I mean, like has marriage had the fact that we're married, has that had like
I like
an
that
impact?
Midway Jack is like, is this true? Is
how
it okay?
You?
Is it okay, Aaron?
How?
Aaron,
what
please tell
you,
me it's
Aaron?
Okay. Is it okay?
I need validation. No, I mean like because like honestly, like we're good. Because like we've been through the whole rigmarole of, well, you've done all the planning, I should say, but like we're in a good place, we're in a good spot.
Wouldn't you say? You're missing the wouldn't you say?
Wouldn't you say, babe? No, I mean like a summation is hard because it's just like things are really good.
Yeah,
please.
Please take this microphone.
We had the benefit of living together for
2013
plus years to before.
How long did it take him to propose again?
Uncommitted
4 years.
Oh, yeah. That's so
4 years.
In December of 2017. So yeah.
So
five and a half years
while we were living together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we had the benefit of learning a lot about each other throughout that process. I would say that life has gotten easier because I'm not concerned about when we're getting married and also the process of getting married.
Yeah.
But I would say it comes down to like, let's just like have Jack not drink vodka.
I see.
That's
exactly save this marriage. Yeah. Stop drinking vodka.
I see.
Stop being a Luke P about
and
everything.
Unfortunately, I'm going to keep drinking vodka.
It's a really nice caloric intake.
Okay, Vodka Club is just it keeps you hydrated while
calories.
Also giving you a buzz.
Is he allowed to have like the holiday Smirnoffs that come out that are like gingerbread Smirnoff,
peppermint.
Vodka.
You know he is. You know he is.
Peppermint Smirnoff,
Long as it's not the only thing he drinks
all
night long.
There is one drink that you hate me drinking.
Fireball?
And there's another drink.
There's two drinks. That's there's two drinks.
Long Island iced tea. Is it a Long Island iced tea?
Long Island iced tea.
So Fireball and Long Island iced tea is, he's like, he misses them. Asking for trouble. I will literally, without even like fighting with him first, I will go and sleep in our guest bedroom.
That's incredible.
Like, I'm like, I'm not doing it tonight.
And we resolve it the next day. We're fine. But like, yeah. Like, it's good. Like, we get it. Like, it's like, I get it. I'm an asshole, but I also love my Long Island.
Are you saying that you walk in and Jack's like, hey, I'm drinking Long Island, and you're like, I'll be in the guest room.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I swear. Once I see him even like go near it, I'm like, I'm in for a long night. Okay.
Here we go.
Wow.
Okay.
But also, neither of us can do Fireball for the exact same reason.
I cut myself off from Fireball 5 years ago.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Good for you, because you're 30. Fuck
for
that.
Steve, Steve hardly ever gets drunk, but when he does, and I go, honey, are you drunk? He goes, no, I'm not weird. And then he'll just say a random thing like, you ever wanted to be an astronaut and then the fire trucks happen? And then he'll go to bed.
And like, hanging in the air.
Yeah, it's and beautiful. We'll be at a party, like we'll have guests over and everything. Yeah. And he'll be
that's amazing.
You know, like you want to be an astronaut, and then the fire truck, and you're like, I don't fucking know, mom. And then he just walks upstairs and goes to bed.
Every day, Steve. Every fucking day.
Or sometimes
day.
You say a relatively connected thought, like, hey, you guys seen G.I. Joe Retaliation? And people are like, you're drunk. You should go to bed.
Steve, when you get drunk, what's your poison? Like, what's your go-to?
Tequila.
Like, I want a good tequila.
Tequila's my baby, and it's my boy.
And whiskey second.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Whiskey's the second born.
But tequila is so far ahead of everything else that it's insane.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don Julio Blanco.
I don't discriminate.
All right, so like Don Cujo's after this? Is that a...
Oh, fuck.
You have no idea.
Yes.
I would fucking
Why
love
did
it.
You just trigger this man?
Jack. Let's go.
Because right I know now. This man. Like you said, we know
this is a beautiful man.
Years.
This is a beautiful man.
Man.
Yeah. Likewise.
Right. Okay, so my final thought really quick is just... I like being married more than we like not being married. And I think it is the same as you, Aaron, where like we figured out each other in the beginning. Like we had enough time together and living together to figure each other out before being like, you know what? I could do this forever.
Yep.
Yeah. And so in the beginning, we fought a lot because we didn't understand each other. And then after the 4 years of living together, I'm like, oh, I get you. You're not a cocky asshole. You're just like expressing yourself this way because of blah, 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 blah. So living together has been just, I mean, getting married has been amazing because I feel like we both stepped it up for each other, knowing that we're both one unit now. It's like, okay, I always valued you as a partner, but now you're like part of me. Like you're like part of my family unit. And so anything that makes you happier makes me happier and vice versa. And I just think this is great. I'm so pro marriage if you're getting married for the right reasons, but maybe like live together for a little while first.
I really love that. Anything that makes you happy makes me happy. I think that's beautiful. I really like that a lot.
So Long Island's Aaron.
They make me happy, babe. Thanks. That's what I was trying to get at, Nikki.
I got you.
Nailed it. So I got married. My final thought, I got married and I Googled the top reasons why marriage fail, and one of them was chores was like the number one thing on the list.
Shut up.
What?
And
really?
I was like, I'm taking that off the fucking table. It's never going to be an issue.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Oh, and that's why the house is always clean and such.
Wait, that's why?
I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Never going to be an issue. That's why night and day it changed like that, because I was like, what are the major, because I love this chick so much.
Yeah.
I was like, what are the major things that people fuck up on? And then I just took that off the table. I was like, she's never going to have to worry about chores again. I'll do all that shit. She won't have to worry about it. And then
How about that one, the finance one?
I looked up, it said finances, and it said just like, just try not to get too rich or too poor because you get taxed either way.
Okay.
So I was
okay.
I'll stay in the middle.
Oh, yep. I see. Okay. Okay. Good. That makes sense. Thank you. You're a good man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Aww.
A good man.
I love that.
But in reality, I think that I learned that, I used to think so much things about myself, including that I wasn't an Asian chick, and then I married an Asian chick. And
he thought I was Mexican.
Right, I thought she was Mexican. I did, for years.
He did.
But there's so much about you that you discover during marriage that you don't know before. You dedicate yourself to somebody, they take your last name, they're like, I will be with you forever. That kind of commitment deserves a commitment in reciprocity, and so I wake up every day and I ask myself, what can I do for Nikki today? Because she's my favorite person. And so I genuinely ask myself that. And I show her that. That's not words. She can tell you right now, like every day he tries to show me something else that, and I do that because that's so important to me. It's
or if I ever have a problem, I'm like, it hurts me that you don't step it up in this area. The next day, he's like, he steps it up and then I'm like, you said you would make the bed if you're the last person out of the bed. And then, like, I never have to bring it up again.
Well, that's the communication part is fucking huge. Like, yeah. you have to let him know and you have to let her know. Like I believe in that. Like, we believe in that. Like, the whole, like, because you are very good at telling me, like, it really hurt me when you did this or didn't do that. Because I need to know, because I'm a dumb, ignorant boy. It helps when you, like, tell me, like what I did or didn't do that hurt you, because I'm not always cognizant.
That's beautiful. And the language, because before it was like, why don't you do this? And he's like, I don't do this because of this. And it was like very headbutty.
Yeah.
But then when I changed it, I was like, no, but it hurts me that you don't do this. Then he's like, oh, it hurt you? And then it's like, I don't want
different
to hurt you.
Yeah.
And then it's different. Yeah. It's
my grandfather
different.
Was a Marine. Realize. To hurt a woman is the worst thing you can do. You might as well kill yourself. So I'm like, how can I fix this?
Yeah.
It's for me, it's like it's a perspective thing. It's like, oh, I hadn't considered that because I wasn't thinking like that. So when you tell me exactly what they're saying, it's like, oh, fuck, I'm an asshole. I'm sorry. I didn't even think I was doing
that.
But I get
hurt
that I was.
People.
Yeah.
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 And in closing, I love this fucking bitch so much.
Thank you.
And that's all I want.
Oh, save the tears. Oh, nobody likes
where
that.
Most importantly, where can we get this Jax Films merch?
Shut the fuck up. Ain't
no,
nobody buying
it.
This.
Wait, plug it. Plug everything. Aaron, you got something you want to plug? Go ahead.
She has more stuff
Aaron
to plug.
Films. What
follow
do you got?
Follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to get verified.
Dude, she's so fucking funny.
She is so funny.
She really is.
I love her story so much.
Like,
how do I get verified? How do people get verified?
I just went to Instagram headquarters and I was like, excuse me.
Wow, like anyone can just do that.
I crashed his meeting.
I had a meeting. UTA set up a meeting for me at Instagram and she came. And then
I was like, so how do I get verified? They're like, do you have followers? I was like, I got more than him. And he's like, oh.
Shit.
And they're like, oh shit, you post every day? Okay.
I have to post every day.
No,
they were just like, because he doesn't post at all.
I barely post.
He's good. I need to get better at it.
Once a month or something.
Okay.
Dude,
okay,
you and me are the same. I don't fucking touch Instagram.
It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah. It's hard.
When you hate yourself,
I love
it's hard.
Instagram so
I
much.
I do. I love
when you hate
Instagram.
Yourself,
like, I'm a frequent. I respond to DMs. Believe it or not.
Yes, she's super
you know,
good at
that. Stories people and there's feed people, and I think you're a stories person.
I am actually. Yes, I'm a stories person.
100%.
But I will try to get better at the feed. And
thank you.
I'm on my way to being verified. Maybe hopefully
at two toes up.
Just,
Two toes up. We love two toes
that's
up.
Do you guys like ragging on like shitty news stories? Like, do you ever see something and you're like, that's not news? All she does is rag on that. Yeah. And
it's
so good.
She's fucking
incredible.
Funny. I love her so much.
Thank you.
You guys have no idea.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I show
it.
Him your stories sometimes.
I watch all of it. I love it.
Thank you. Oh,
and I trust these guys. Sense of humor, so that's high praise from both of them. Honestly.
Yeah. I don't got nothing for you, Jack, because like, you don't ever post anything like
I don't. No, no. Fuck me. No, fuck my Instagram.
Like,
follow her.
I got a new straw that came out. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's usually
thanks,
about
Jack.
His like merch that nobody understands.
Like, I don't connect to your straw because you never talk to me on Instagram.
No, dude, follow me on Instagram at Two Toes Up. There,
there
that's
go.
My
there
plug. That's
there
my fucking plug.
Go.
Honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah, honestly.
But I do like that straw, though. I actually really want one.
Please rate us. It helps out a lot. Thank you so much. Also, check out our Patreon. We love you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
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 Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.